Field to the no, and whether President Obama ends up sending troops or just some well-placed tomahawks, the president is in a very tough place now. He has already warned Syria that if he ever got proof it used chemical weapons on its people, well, there would be hell to pay, even if we can't pay for that hell. To Ron Paul, who says, truth is, consequences cost, so quit offering ultimatums we can't pay for, even if we did have the money to pay for them. A congressman and former presidential candidate joins us right now. Congressman, you would just say, don't even get involved at all. Let them, the Syrians, do whatever they want?
Oh, yeah, pretty much that's that way, because it's not our business. Our national security isn't threatened. And it smells a little bit like the argument of going into Iraq, you know, weapons of mass destruction, poisons, gases, all that. And, you know, he drew a line in the sand, or whatever he called it, a red line. But for him to worry about going over that line, I don't know where the evidence is. No, they don't have evidence. I think he overstated in the first place, and he shouldn't be in a dilemma. He should just stay out of it.
What if they did have unequivocal evidence, Congressman? In other words, more than the former President Bush on weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, that we did have unequivocal proof that Bashar Assad is using these weapons, in fact, routinely, against his own people.
Well, you know, look how many hundreds of millions of people were killed in the 20th century by bad regimes. I would say that the likelihood of that happening is slim, so I would still argue the case for staying out of it unless they were using it against us and affecting our national security. But they couldn't possibly use them against us if we weren't in their backyard. I mean, we're in Jordan, and I'm sure we have plenty of CIA agents already in Syria. We support the Syrian rebels, so we're already very much involved. So whether you're machine gunned or gassed or a drone missile kills you, it's still very, very dangerous. But I think we're looking for trouble by being there, and the answer to your question is no, just because there's evidence that they might, you know, that they do have a weapon, I would say that it's not a justification to send our young people over there to get killed.
In other words, killing people is killing people, whether you're doing it through chemical weapons or shooting them in the street.
Yeah, and you want to minimize that, and the responsibility for an American public official should be to make sure Americans don't get involved needlessly and don't get involved in the internal affairs of other nations, and don't get and don't set the stage for a lot of Americans being killed. So there's a lot of responsibility there, I think going in is the worst thing to do, especially under these circumstances, especially because it would take a lot of convincing to have the American people actually believe that Assad is a threat to us and actually has weapons that we're threatened by. They've been through those lies again. They're not going to buy into it this time. I think they're healthy, skeptical of this right now.
And we're a lot poorer than we were when prior threats were made, right? So we don't have the money to do this. We can put it as we do so much else on a credit card, I guess. But your point is what, whether we can afford this or not, we just dig a deeper hole every time we do?
Yeah, and that's part of the reason. But the first reason is we don't have the moral imperative to go there. We don't have the legal authority to do it. It never works. It backfires on us. And to climax the whole argument, we don't have any money. And this is what brings great nations down. They think they own the world, and they spread themselves around too much. It brought the Soviets down, and it's going to bring us down. Because this is one place I would think the American people could come together, left and right, and say, well, yes, let's not close down the airports, and let's not take away child health care. Let's quit fighting these wars. These wars overseas are costing us $1 trillion a year, and we have nothing to show for it except more enemies. So to me, the logical place to cut is overseas. If we keep expanding it, and it's a sacred cow that you can't cut a nickel out of the military. I mean, why, you know, this proposal, which was all fictitious about cutting FAA funds and closing down the airports and causing great problems for the American people, why didn't they just say we'd save twice that much from some of this nonsense overseas? But no, they never suggest that. It's a sacred cow. The military-industrial complex controls things. Right. And you're not even allowed to criticize it and say that too much money is being spent.
And bottom line, we haven't found replacement cuts for the furloughed workers we've unfurloughed. So points well taken. Ron Paul, thank you very, very much.
Good thing.
Well, the problem...